Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a political operative. He spins to the right. He's the purveyor of the outstanding twice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com, and former press secretary to VP Dan Quayle and Newt Gingrich, and former communications mouthpiece for the RNC, and he's been an international manager of for corporate America, and also my editorial here, A Great American. Rich Galen, welcome
back. One of us can retire.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, so Rich, I've got things laid out for us here. I'd like for you to talk in this segment. I want you to talk about why you think the election happened the way it did. We'll get the truth from you, not the spin. And then in the second segment, I want to talk about what you think President Trump's impact is going to be on America. And then I want you to talk to us about what you think his impact is going to be on the world in the third segment.
Jeez, we got to write a book in here.
Put your track shoes on. All right, why do you think, now you were here just a couple of days before the election last time, and neither one of us, I mean, I really believed that because as you know, I predicted that he could win. I thought more than anybody, but I didn't believe. I don't know. The Republicans always wind up shooting themselves in the foot.
Well,
didn't think he would win either, did you?
No, absolutely not. And you know, if you reran that election next Tuesday, he wouldn't win. If he reran that election 20 times, he would win probably twice.
Wow.
And Hillary would win the other 18.
What do you think was?
It was just improbable. I mean, she did, you know, the reason the Democrats keep complaining that she got 2.8 million more popular votes than him is because it's the nature of a, you know, of the way the Constitution gave the states their protection. I mean, you can win, if you win California and New York by overwhelming majorities, and then you just barely squeak by in Florida, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, then you lose the popular vote, but you only got to win by one, and you get all of the electoral votes. So,
but didn't he win though, Rich, by doing what Trump basically said they were doing, which was taking certain people for granted?
Oh, without question. I mean, the only two people that could lose to those two people were those two people. I mean, if the Democrats had nominated Gillibrand, the congresswoman,
right,
the senator from New York, or somebody like that. I don't think Elizabeth Warren could have won.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans had nominated somebody like Rubio or Kasich. I mean, it would have been a landslide on that side. But these were the only two people that could have lost to each other, ran against each other, and one of them had a win. And at this time, it was
There's another thing though. There's another player at the party that we have to pay attention to. That wasn't on the ballot, but he was in the election. That's Obama. How much do you think the result of the election was not just about Clinton, but also the repudiation of the Obama policies?
I don't know. I can't answer that. It was clearly some of it. I mean,
on Main Street, it was huge.
Well, yeah, that's what Trump was playing to. When you got out of the cities and you drove across the countryside, you saw all these Trump signs. And they were, you know, it didn't say no more. They could have just easily had Obama with a circle with a line through it.
Right.
But the post-election polling shows pretty clearly that people didn't like Hillary more than they didn't like Trump.
Right.
But more to the point, from a technician's point of view, the fact is that if you look at the elections, the two midterm elections, when Obama was not on the ballot, The Democrats did horribly, and that's because the Obama.
So he can't. He can't. He keeps saying it's a racial thing. Well, how does he explain losing 1,000 seats across the country over the last 8 years in of legislative seats? What, how does he explain that? What's that got to do with race?
No, that's right. I have this discussion, you know, on TV programs when I'm on with liberals all the time. How do you explain then the loss, the disappointments in the U.S. Senate? The U.S. for the Democrats, the U.S. House, governors, we now have 34 governors. We have more than two-thirds, about two-thirds of the states not only are controlled by a Republican governor, but also a Republican state house and state senate, which is called a trifecta. I mean, all of that stuff happened on Obama's watch, and it's because it was an Obama coalition, not a Democratic coalition, and he did nothing to help them build a long-lasting coalition.
And don't you think the Democrats continuing to blame the people helps the people justify their vote?
I don't think people needed a reason to justify.
Don't you think that's what they're doing? You know, they keep blaming Southern white men, for example.
No, the Democrats do.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hold on, we're going to talk about the U.S. What's Trump's impact on America?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.